All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Okoltoroka Public Infrastructure Districts, number one and two. Today is December 29th, 2025. It is 10:01 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Dallin, your chair, you want to start for us?
Yep, Dallin Jolly present.
Anish Bhatia, present.
Clay Bernard, present.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Council.
Mary Barnes, Bond Council.
Kira Kaur, D.A. Davidson, underwriter.
Mick, are you there?
Yep, sorry, Mick Unwin, project management, and his rep.
Great, thanks, Mick. All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes for our combined meetings from January 17th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, I've reviewed them. They look accurate to me.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Blaine?
Yeah, sure. I make a motion that we approve the minutes that were of a meeting held on January 17th, 2025.
Thank you.
I second.
Thanks, Dal. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up is our authorizing resolution. So, Aaron, I'm going to let you walk through that. I'll pull it up.
Okay, great. Yeah, so what you have in front of you is an authorizing resolution. This approves the forms of the designation resolution, which establishes the boundaries of the assessment area, as well as the form of the assessment ordinance. And the assessment ordinance is the document that governs how the assessments will function, and the basis of allocation, which here is an equivalent residential unit basis or an ERU basis, and allocating across the 57 estate lots evenly with an assessment amount of approximately $429,800 and some change per lot, right? For a total assessment amount of $24,500,000. So that's what's in front of you. The assessment ordinance also governs, how payments are collected, foreclosure takes place, establishment of a reserve fund, some other features like that. Also spells out the improvements that are anticipated to be financed, and that is matched to the engineer's cost estimate that Barrett Morocco and the Connection Group have provided. So far, what we've seen is really that this is just to be funding water improvements, water mains. I think I saw some water tanks in there, as well as roadway and right-of-way improvements. Is that correct? Is there anything else you're planning to put this towards, sewer lines, any other improvements that we were looking to finance? I just want to make sure we're not being too narrow here.
No, I mean, I think generally it's public infrastructure in the way of roadways. It's culverts for bridges and different the infrastructure that needs the roadways to happen. So it'd be stormwater sort of culverts, the roadways themselves, water lines connecting to the town system, as well as water tanks. I mean, I think that's
okay. The majority. Okay. Yeah. And it seemed like based on the certificate and what you're borrowing, and this is usually the case, but the costs far out, far exceed the funds. And so it's not as if we're going to be left with a pile of money and improvements that we can't complete. And you can always tweak your improvements list if we needed to. So, okay. So that's what's in front of you today. And we're also approving the appraisal that was previously delivered as well. Are there any questions on the documents that are in front of you or were previously circulated?
I mean, high level is more of a clarifying question, I guess, is the estimate that was provided by Connection Group is a high level engineer's estimate. It doesn't reflect the exact amount that we're borrowing on the actual bond. It is a high level estimate that gets us close. We're still working through the actual cost. Just wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yeah, no, and that's all contemplated. We just need an estimate to justify, but do recognize, you know, there's contingency in there. You know, plans could change, a road could shift. You're going to have the flexibility. You know, if an engineer comes back and says, hey, you actually should put your cul-de-sac here and your, you know, roadway there or whatever, this won't lock you in. This is just, again, just an estimate here.
Okay.
Kira, this may be a question geared towards Kira. What's like the drop dead date that we need to have those costs finalized internally? Before you guys need to go out to the market?
Just prior to posting. So that number will govern our sizing and final fin plan. So we can work around that too. If you expect to get that in a certain timeline, we can just work around that and use actual numbers when you have them. It's pretty flexible.
Did you say prior to posting?
So we can use the, did you mean the posting of the bond, not the posting of the contestability period, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Okay. So we have the entire.
Sorry for the panic, Mick.
So we have the entire contestability period to kind of lock in these numbers and refine them.
That's correct.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, and on the back end, the engineer will certify the cost as the money's going out, and that's kind of the, you know, closes the loop, right? When you go and you submit and you say, "Hey, it actually was $200,000 for this segment of roads." At that point, Barrett would review and sign off again. So there's, you know, there's a check and a balance down the road that comes.
All right. If everyone's comfortable, what I would need then is a motion to approve resolution 2025-08.
I'll make the motion that we approve this resolution 2025-08.
Great. Thanks, Blaine.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Dal. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, I had up the wrong agenda. So we do have another resolution, which is the authorizing resolution. So Aaron, do you want to walk through that for us?
Yeah. Yep. I was getting a little nervous because I was thinking they were both supposed to be here.
Yeah, so. I had the wrong one. I had an older
version. No worries. Let me see here. I'm just making sure I've got the right one in front of me. Okay. So what's in front of you is a resolution that approves the bonds themselves. And I should have mentioned this on the previous item. There is a 30-day contestability period on the assessment ordinance. So once we have the signatures, we'll send around packets and have you post that on site. And then Snow Jensen will post it on the public notice website. And that will initiate the 30-day clock. Separately, we need to approve the bonds. And the bonds also carry a 30-day notice period. And so there'll be a notice that also gets posted on site as well as on the public notice website. This one, because it's under the Assessment Act, doesn't carry a newspaper requirement, so we don't have to worry about the newspaper like we might have done on your previous round of bonds. And so I'm just getting this resolution. Sorry, my system's being a little slow to load it. But what's in front of you is a resolution that would approve the issuance of the $24,500,000 of special assessment bonds. Relating to the assessment area that you just approved. This also approves the various documents in connection with that. So that would be, you know, the indenture, the limited offering memorandum that was previously circulated by QTAC, the continued disclosure agreement that was attached to the LOM, and the bond purchase agreement. Like I said, those were circulated by QTAC ROC. And then also a collateral assignment agreement, and a completion agreement that we circulated as well. So you're approving all of those documents and the giving of the notice that I mentioned. And then we're also approving the parameters of the bonds. You may remember this from your last series, but you approve the outer parameters of the bonds. And then so long as the terms actually fall within those parameters, you can decide on them. So we're our parameters is the $24,500,000 maturing within 31 years, sold at a price of not less than 95% and an interest rate of not to exceed 12%. So again, that doesn't mean you have to accept a 12% interest rate, but it just gives you flexibility up to that point to allow the board to approve those terms without having to call subsequent meetings. Are there any questions about the bond resolution or the bonds?
I've got a question on the physical requirements of the posting, and I don't know if this is covered in another section. I just want to make sure I'm very clear on what the requirements are on the physical posting. Is there specific
Yeah,
layout
so
requirements of where on site and how that
sure.
looks? I just want to make sure that I'm clear.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And we'll include some instructions, but just to
Okay.
answer that question, the wording of the statute for a district that doesn't have residents, which I think is currently the state here, is just in a place that is reasonably likely to be seen by members of members of the public who pass through the affected area. And so I would kind of say, hey, you're going to want to treat it the same as you'd want to market, right? Like if you were marketing the land, you wouldn't put the for sale sign right in the middle where no car could see it. You'd probably put it on, abutting the road or abutting the, neighborhood where people actually do pass through. So that's what I'd say is if there's a good corner that you'd stick a for sale sign, that's where I would put a post in the ground or attach this to your other, the leg of your billboard or something. So
But
that
this
would
has
be the
to,
general idea.
yeah. But this the requirement is it has to be physically on the parcel itself or on the property itself. It can't be a mile down the road. Like it has to be on the property.
It's like I said, it's near the affected area that will be reasonably likely to be seen. So I think, if this land was totally separate from any public roads, I think you'd be better off to just post it on the public road because that's what folks would see. If it can be in the parcel, great. But like I said, it's, near the location, reasonably likely to be seen.
I mean,
So
I guess down from our
understood.
side, like I imagine it's corner of
I know where
Goldorf
to
and
put it.
Cinder Hill, like.
Right there. I know
Yeah,
exactly where to put it.
100%. I'm just
But
I'm
question.
enhanced clarifying. Yeah.
Aaron,
And
is there two documents that need to be posted? It was the bond
so
and the compressibility.
so
Got it.
yeah, so there's going to be actually in this case three. There's a notice, like a 1 or 1.5 page notice attached to the bond resolution. So we'll send you a PDF of that. And then it's the full copies of the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution. And so what I would recommend is, where these have to stay up for 30 days on the bond notice, I think it's 21 days on the other deal, you're going to want to put them in like a, I kind of think of it as like the scrapbook sleeves or like a big Ziploc bag
Right.
or, something where the first time it rains, it doesn't get
Sure.
totally destroyed. So that would be the idea.
When will
Guys,
we be
I
receiving
was
those
going to,
documents?
sorry, I was going to say also, guys, if needed, I've posted out there before, and can run out there. I could even go later today or, but tomorrow at the latest. So if that would help you, if your guys
That
aren't
would
in
be
an
great,
area, I'd
Matt.
be glad to do it.
That'd be
Okay,
great. Thank you, Matt.
we'll send you a pin, Matt, of where we want to have you post it and then have you do that. That would be amazing if you could.
Okay. Yeah, let's just plan on that.
Okay.
Hey, take a couple pictures for us as well. That way we can document that it was
Yep.
posted.
Yep, we'll do it.
Oh, that's you, Matt. Sorry.
Yeah.
You'll know. Okay, if there's no other questions, what I need is a motion to approve resolution 2025-09.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2025-09.
Thanks, Blaine.
I second the motion.
Thanks. Thanks, Dal. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Now, that's all that I show on the agenda. So, Aaron, you can not be too nervous anymore.
Nope, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right, you guys have anything for us? Anything we need to work on?
I don't think so. I appreciate the time, guys.
Okay, so Dal and Blaine, if you guys will look for that signature packet so you guys can get those signed.
That'll come from Mary Barnes in my office. You'll have it shortly.
That'll come via DocuSign or?
So the assessment ordinance and designation resolution need to get recorded. And so that one will have a notary requirement. For the purposes of posting today, if we need to, we could do electronic signatures, but ultimately we will need some wet ink copies of these.
If you don't mind sending for electronic signature and when Dallin's in town, yeah. We'll stop by Matt's office and get that notarized.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Like I said, to get our contest periods underway, we'll do it that way and then supplement ahead of recordation. Okay.
Did we another question? Did we get that acknowledgement waiver and consent agreement signed by Belisario Holdings?
It will be in this packet for signature. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, okay, we'll look out for that DocuSign for now.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Last thing I need, motion to adjourn then.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Wayne.
Second the motion.
Thanks, Dal. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.